In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our heart. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, help the Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises, and the power of the name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. God is still in the blessing business. I know everybody in here know that, because you hear. So many didn't get up this morning. Some went on home to be with the Lord. But by His grace and His mercy, He spared our lives one more time before death. He's just a good God. He's just a good God. Time, you ought to be excited anyway, isn't it? So much happening in this world now. It's just good to know the Lord. If you don't know Him, get to know Him. Get to know Him. If you don't get to know nobody else, get to know Jesus. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. We're still in our series, Brother Lawyer. Bless your heart. God who needs nothing. Number 36. He doesn't need nothing. Reverend Walker, yeah. You tell me God doesn't need me? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you to see. He doesn't need me, you, and nobody else. Matter of fact, He doesn't need nothing. Nothing. It's my honor and my privilege that I can talk about Him. I can talk about it. Not only talk with Him, but I can talk about Him. And I'm here to talk about Him. Because He is a good God. We told y'all last Sunday that Jesus' salvation come with a package deal. Come with a package deal. Package. I like that. God gave that to me. Got up before last Sunday morning early. It's a package deal. Suffering for Jesus' sake come in a package deal. God love us. He done something for us. But salvation come in a package deal. Bless His holy name. Package deal. Notice if you find out in here some fine prints, let me know. But no fine prints. No fine prints is in this Bible. He said, you're going to suffer for my very name's sake. Guess what? No fine print. God is not trying to trick nobody to follow him. That's what I love about the Lord. He's not a trickster. He ain't fooling nobody. And we ought to be thankful we got a God that is truth. And my brother and sister, no fine print, and we need to read the agreement well. That's right. I mean that, see. It kind of sounds a little comic, but look at it well now. He ain't fooling nobody. It's simple and plain. You need to study the blueprint well, or the agreement well. Watch this. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You need to read it well. We don't read that. All we want to read, I follow you to get my things from you, my stuff from you. You ain't got no stuff. Everything belongs to me. He ain't trying to trick nobody to follow him. He letting you know folks don't hate you for my very namesake. God Almighty. I don't see it. It's in here. Not only is it in here, he told us, but check out the old folks who came way back yonder. They caught hell following Jesus. Oh. We want to go to heaven just like this, on flower beds of Eden. Nobody bothers. We don't stumble. We don't do nothing. He told you, doing all of that following me, doing what I said, you're still going to catch some hell. Look like that ain't fair, is it? I said, look like. Look like it's not fair. But does it look good when he suffer for us? Look what he went through with for us. Look how he suffered and died for us. Why don't look at a funny? Because we got to follow him and don't suffer either. Ain't no fine print in there. If any man, easy to read, will come after me, let him deny himself. Some folks try to fool you in something, trying to trick you in something. But God is not like that. He let you know, plain as day, our job, we just don't want to read that part. Watch this now. If anybody in here lost needs Jesus, I ain't going to play with you either. If I get saved, you tell me, Reverend Walker, I'm going to suffer, yes. I can go for it. You're going to catch some hell. Read it well. Read it well. See how many folks got killed. Not only get beat up, but look how many folks got killed following Jesus. And we want to go to heaven just like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't going to work. If you follow him. Even folk you love ain't going to love you. Even folks you got confidence in will give you a handkerchief but a frog in it. Give you a handkerchief but a snake can be in it. Anything. If you follow me, read the agreement well. We read too fast. Yes, and time we run into some, we want to go home and sit down.
All right.
Go home and read it again. Like you ain't got to even leave. You can stay at home and catch hell.
All right.
The devil at home like he had everywhere else.
make your husband get on you. He'll make your wife get on you. He'll let your children get on you. He'll let your bulldog bite you. He'll let your cat scratch you. Anyway, you can't get away from suffering, Father Jesus.
All right.
We want to duck the cross, Joe. Want the hand out, but duck the cross.
All right.
One thing about Jesus, he didn't duck the cross.
No, sir.
He took it.
Yes, sir.
You got to take it.
Thank you.
Ain't no fine print in there. But we don't want to read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Want everything to be harder and harder.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to do nothing.
Uh-huh.
Jesus didn't bother nobody. Look what he went through with. Healed and raised the dead. Look what he went through with. He said, if any man follow me, he going to catch some hell and follow me. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. But look what Jesus said. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This church that Jesus building, he's not through building it yet. There's still some more blocks got to go in it. It may be a block out there. I don't know. You may be one of the blocks need to go in it, but he's still waiting on it. He can use you. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not stop it.
All right.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? This church is unstoppable.
All right.
Devil in hell can be at you, but this church is unstoppable.
Yeah.
You can get a whole nation to fight against you, but if God be for you, who can be against you? Can't nobody stop it. Look at the neighbor and say, I'm in a church that can't nobody stop. Well, Reverend Walker, prove it to me. Well, ask Pharaoh. He made the sea.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let me say this.
Go ahead. Reverend.
Now, Pharaoh, he had no sense too much.
No.
Well, just look at this thing now. Pharaoh, hell of God, he's fighting.
Uh-huh.
The folks that he after,
uh-huh.
God Almighty, God almost see. For them, his folks to get over. God trapped Pharaoh. He left it open.
Go ahead now.
He tricked Pharaoh. See, he unstoppable.
Uh-huh.
See, if God find you, who can be at you? God just let the water. What? He obeyed. The water got over him. That's something more.
Yes, Lord.
The water, let me say this, y'all. The water said, we're not used to this kind of stuff. Some part of us, we don't even know what happened. And Pharaoh was crazy enough.
He was crazy enough.
Here he's running at somebody that able to spread the Red Sea. And he's crazy enough to go down in it. Sometimes your enemy thinks he's got you trapped.
Yes, sir. Glory.
I said, sometimes your enemy thinks he's got you trapped, but sometimes he'll fall in his own trap.
Go ahead, Pastor.
When you mess around with God's folk, everybody said God's folk. When you mess around with God's folk, God knows how to take care of his people. If I'm for you, who can be against you? Yes, you're going to catch some hell if you follow Jesus. But he owns everything. He'll make a way for you. He'll make a path that's not there. He can spread red seas. He can throw a loud mouth. He can take the fire out the furnace. He can do anything. He can fix it for you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
You're unstoppable. Better read the agreement. Got to read it. We want to go to heaven on flower beds of Eden. And when Jesus don't suffer for us,
all right,
and we don't want to even get a bump on earth for him,
come on now.
They talk about me. Who do you think you are? They don't lack me. Who do you think you are? They don't treat me right. Who do you think you are? If that's the case, you'll never do nothing for Jesus.
All right.
If that's your case, you will never do nothing for Jesus. Because the devil already know your weakness. All right. The devil said, just get in the way. Just talk about it. She go sit down. She go over and sit down too. You don't go to church no more. I'm telling you, too. Folks get talk about you. Well, they gonna talk about you on your job. You ain't quit
right.
yet. But when it comes down to Jesus, why we treat him so bad?
Yes, sir.
Why do we treat Jesus so bad? What he's done for us, we can't take nothing for him. Bless his holy name. So we got to read the agreement. He said, you're going to suffer if you follow me. Agreement is you will live with God forever. Y'all get my point? You will live with God forever. But on this earth, you're going to suffer for my name's sake. God Almighty. Yeah. This church is the only church, God Almighty, that you miss hell with.
All right.
This church, the one that I'm building on a rock, is the only church to stop you from going to hell. No other church. My church. He said, I'm going to build my church.
Right.
Place a pronoun. My is mine. And the gates of hell, everything in hell can't stop it.
All right.
Oh, boy. What an awesome God that we serve. That's his holy name. We got to read the agreement. See what it really says. The fine print, if there are any fine print, you better read it. Because it's a package deal. And just what happened, what we stopped off last, just what's going on in the world now. The church done got chicken. Everybody says, scared. Say it again. Say it again. I thought that was what it was. You were scared. But notice something. Heart of mine. God wants Peter and the whole world to know who is the head of his church. Jesus Christ. Not Peter. Not the Pope. Not priests. Not the bishop. Not preachers. Not the deacon. But only who? Jesus. He the head. He the head. He don't have no co-owners. He don't have no backupers. He is the head. Not the Pope. I ain't down the Pope. Not the Pope. Pope cannot forgive sin. Only he can forgive sin. God is the only. You may be popular, but you can't forgive sin. Not down the Pope. Bless his heart. But I never heard him say nothing about Jesus yet.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard him call his name yet. He may have said it somewhere, but I didn't hear him nowhere on television where he brought up Jesus' name. Without Jesus, you ain't got no life. He is the life of his church. He is life. And if you don't bring his name up, I want you to have life. You can't help nobody if you don't bring up the name Jesus. I build my church on a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Life is in this church. On this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And my brother and sister, this church is built on a rock. Jesus is that rock. He the founder and the foundation. It's not on sand. It's not on lies. It's on him. He styled himself as being a rock.
All right.
Can't nothing crush the rock.
All right.
Can't nothing get rid of the rock. Styling himself as being a rock. That's his holy name. When he said the rock, it really means his own truth. Jesus church setting on what? Truth. Jesus is what? Truth. Well, if Jesus is truth and we in the church, we ought to tell the folks what?
The truth.
We don't tell folks lies because Jesus church is not setting on what? Lies.
No, sir.
But since he is truth, if he called us to preach, preacher, we ought to tell the folks the truth. Whether they like it or not, you ought to tell them the truth. Whether they get mad with you or not, you ought to tell them the truth. Because the truth is Jesus. Jesus is truth. God Almighty, he the founder, and not on sand. He is truth. Blessed are his unstoppable truth. The gates of hell shall not overcome it. Jesus said that himself, didn't he? He said the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell can't do nothing with it. God Almighty, the gates of hell. Yes, he got S on gates. Gates of hell are still open.
All right.
There's so many going in until got to have gates.
Wow.
But heaven got one door.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the door. But gates, folk coming in everywhere.
Right.
More folk gonna be lost than saved.
Right.
God Almighty, gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And my brother and sister, salvation is worth something. God Almighty. I said salvation is worth something. What is worth, Brother Walker? It deliver folks out of hell. Salvation is powerful. Ain't no limit to his power. We are part of salvation. And my brother and sister, although it carries suffering, that's what I want you to see. Although it carries suffering with it, but Jesus' church is the only guarantee to heaven. Only church that guarantee you to heaven. It is a promise you'll get there if you just go to Jesus. Guarantee you'll go to heaven through him. God Almighty. My church. So many churches around. Church. Everybody church. God Almighty. And not but one true. All the rest of them just out there. Well, who they belong to, Reverend Walker? The devil.
All right.
I just want to go to a church. You better know where you're going. The devil got churches. I'm going to tell you this. Don't tell the devil I told y'all this tomorrow. If you go anywhere where they're not talking about Jesus, it's a devil church.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes, sir.
If you go in a church and they're not talking about Jesus, it's a devil church.
Right.
If you won't talk about Jesus, his church, that's the church. That's Jesus Christ. I build my church on Jesus Christ. My church is on Jesus, the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
That means we got to preach the Word of God.
Right.
Jesus is the Word.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. And y'all know how so many folks don't want to come to church because you may say something about me.
Brother. All
right. Well, where are you going?
All right.
And don't want nobody standing about you. Huh? You think you perfect?
All right.
All right.
Where are you going?
That's right.
Well, I'm going where they don't say nothing about sin. Well, go on. I tell you what. Jesus brings up everything.
Yes.
God Almighty. Satan is a deceiver.
You're right.
But God is truth.
All right.
If you don't want to hear the truth, you can't go to heaven there.
All right.
Don't you make no plan for heaven. God Almighty. Jesus. Guarantee us we're going to suffer if we follow him. We're going to suffer if we follow him. This go with the package deal. I don't bar no, you ain't got to bar nobody. God Almighty. It's suffering. But a guarantee. I promise you. God promised us. You ought to have that much of faith in you. I gave my life to Jesus. And I'm going to heaven when I die.
Amen.
You ought to have that kind of faith in you. And my brother and sister, notice the devil. He is trying to put fear in the Christians.
Amen.
The real church.
Yes, sir.
I told y'all that about 4 or 5 months ago, right? He putting fear. We haven't seen nothing
all right,
yet.
Help us.
Look at your neighbor and say, watch.
Watch.
You haven't seen. See, some of y'all ain't paying me no attention. I ain't bragging. Some of you ain't paying me no attention. You got to watch what happened. I'm trying to get you to see what's happening in the world. What's happening in the world. Number one, Jesus on his way back. He's closer than some of us think.
Yes, sir.
And what I told y'all, I said, now, after a while, it's going to be a lot of suffering going on.
Yes, you said it.
The devil putting fear in the church.
You said it. Yeah.
He's putting fear in us. For we won't witness Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
He knows that the only saving name to help somebody is Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. You know it.
Bring up anybody else's name. He don't care. But don't get his name. But just don't bring up
Jesus.
Thank you.
Got to watch what's happening. We here. We don't believe it. We hear.
Amen.
We see it with our eyes. You better listen to this crazy preacher. All right. All and right. Preacher trying to help you. You better listen to that preacher who's trying to help you.
All right. All right.
That's no bragging. I'm trying to get you to see a point. Real preacher going to tell you what thus said the Lord.
That's right, Pastor.
False preacher pat you on the back. No, you ain't living this. Don't care how you live. Oh, he just wants your dollar.
Amen.
I ain't running after dollar. I'm running after some Jesus.
All right.
And if I give you some Jesus, I get your dollar.
All right.
He pumped the feet. He didn't pump the feet.
Yeah. Go with it.
Tell folks the truth, preachers.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The truth will help folks. Lies ain't gonna help nobody. Lies lead folks to hell. Yes. Bless his holy name. So the devil is real. We don't believe the devil is real. All this mess going on in the world, we can't believe that.
Amen.
Who do you think got it going?
All right.
Oh, boy. Listen at this. Listen at this. Y'all notice. Hold on, my. What the gunman, the man, said who killed the 9 peoples on last week at their school. If you are a Christian, stand up. You're about to meet your God in a few seconds. Y'all don't get that?
Brother, that's a deal.
How come he can say, if you belong to Buddha, Muhammad, why couldn't he say that? Because they know they're not the real God.
All right.
Satan talking in him. The Satan know the real folks.
Yeah.
It's Christians.
Yeah.
He's putting fear in folks.
Yeah.
He on the move and we ain't paying no attention.
Yeah.
What you trying to tell me, Reverend Walker? We next. It's something following Jesus.
Yes.
He putting fear in the church, the real church.
Mama.
The devil already got Buddha,
yes.
Muhammad, all the rest of the folks. Ain't but one real church on this earth, and that's the Christianity
that's
church.
Right.
Only one. All these hundreds of churches, but not the one true church on this earth, and that Jesus Christ church.
Amen.
All the rest of them are false.
Yes. Right.
There ain't about to be no fool. You know, I want the Christians. And I told y'all, it's our time. No, y'all ain't paying me no attention. I'm not boasting. You're not paying me no attention. It's our time. All them old saints got killed all kind of ways.
Yes.
And we won't go ahead and just like this. It's time for us. We to lay on thy spear. Don't want Jesus in nothing.
So right.
Trying to get rid of out of everything.
Yes.
Now I told y'all the next thing they come at the name. The name Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Almighty. I told y'all last on Sunday. See, they keep on hitting Christmas now. Fear time for us. And I told y'all Sunday before last two and last Sunday. I'm going to tell you today, the third time. See what happening now, we're going to get so scared. Some of us. we're going to get so chicken. Half is already chicken, but we're going to get so chicken that we're going to stop coming to church. I told y'all we're going to start shooting up church, getting started, didn't it? He's acting Christian. And y'all, everybody say y'all. Don't start buying CDs and stay at home. I'm glad I got my CD. Have a friend, the Lord will provide. Get your damn self out the way. Y'all tired of chicken Christians. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. And somebody don't stand up for him. It's our time now. It's our time. We want Paul in the supper. The early church. But we belong to the same church. We don't want to suffer for his sake. We can't stand for nobody to talk about us. Watch the devil. See, the devil ain't got to be no fool. You know, he know you're weak minded. You know, good, I heard him talking about you so bad. You ought to be shaming yourself.
What they say?
Well, they're saying some things. I don't even really want to bring it up, you know. See, also, there you go. Now the devil got you thinking. Now. He's working with you. It got you going. Now you're going home with your head all down. Call when your best friend. Good, I just ain't going back to church no more. What wrong? Got folks talk about me. I ain't got nothing to them. See, that's chicken.
All right.
Watch this. Now you ain't staying as long as you want to go where you want to. That's it. But why? I'm going to another church. Well, he over there too. He over there. Matter of fact, he'll get worse. And if you've really been born again, God will whip you back. You thought you was catch hell. He's going to get one of mean demons to get on you. And you're behind me coming back in just a fast. Those I love, I want chase. He'll chase you back home. We don't want to go through no suffering. And Jesus said it's going to be some suffering if you follow me. We're trying to duck this suffering, Paul. Heart of mine. That's his holy name. Yeah. He had Christians. You can believe it if you want it. He is at Christians. And my brother and sister, can't you see that the devil is putting fear in the real church? Because he know his time is not long. In the last and evil days, he know his time is not long. And I have gotten down to the point that I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. I'm not boasting if God knows I'm not. I've never been afraid to tell folk what God tell me.
God bless you.
I've been preaching 38 years. Never. If God said chicken, I'm going to say chicken. If he said cat, I'm going to say cat.
Go ahead.
If he said fly, I'm sure going to chip it and do it. We got to do what preachers, what God said.
You're right, Pastor.
We can't let people control our message.
You're right, Pastor.
We know folks don't want to hear something like this, but we got to tell them because they got to meet God one day. That's his holy name. So got down to this point now. where we, it's time for us to go through suffering. In the last and evil day. For his sake, it's 21st century time now. Our time of suffering, this modern church, we've got to see, is it our time? I mean, you can take it lightly if you want it. It's here. You see it here.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
You can't see it. You're almost blind. We don't got down to our time. We get happy. Talking about Peter, what Peter went through, all the old saints. It's us now. We belong to the same church.
That's right.
Same. Upon this rock, Peter, I'll build my church. We in my church.
Yeah.
Same. The same one. Yeah. Ain't no different suffering. We get the same kind of suffering.
Yeah.
He told you you're going to suffer.
All right.
For my very name's sake. But we don't want to suffer for his sake.
All right.
Why, Reverend Walker? Because we are what? Well, y'all got it. Heart of mine. And my brothers and sisters, we might as well condition ourselves. My brother and sister, we might as well get ready. It is our time of suffering for Christ's sake. I promise you. I promise you. It's our time.
All right.
We don't talk about Peter, them, Paul, all the rest of them over. It's us now.
All right.
You haven't got down to us? Yes. We're the last church to Laodicea. We represent Laodicea Church.
All right.
The 21st century church. Don't you see it coming? Don't you see it coming? You haven't seen nothing yet. Haven't seen nothing. I told y'all, they make y'all shoot up in here. But tell you what, I tell y'all, who not afraid? I'm telling you what I told God. I told the Lord, condition me to stand for you. But I said, condition me.
Thank you,
Lord. I already told you, I may get killed for the gospel, but condition me.
Right.
Whatever I've got to go through with, that's your business, because I know you're able to keep me.
Right.
It's here, y'all. It's here. Some of you thought you may not get down to this time, but it's our time.
All right.
The 21st century church. It's our time to suffer. I mean suffer. We don't know what course of what we're going to go through it. You might as well arm yourself.
All right.
And just told the Lord, just condition. Whatever I have to go through with, condition me. I know you able. You can do what you want to do. I don't want to be a chicken in ruin. I want to stand still. One thing about Jesus, he wasn't chicken. He took it for us. Never done nothing, but he took it for you and me. He died for us. Why can't we do something for him? You can see it coming. If you can't see it, you're blind and can't see it.
You're right.
The devil putting fear in the real church.
Yes, he is.
Fear in the real church. God Almighty. In the last and evil day. So now we are I'm talking about the real saints. I'm talking about hypocrites and phonies. The real church. You might be getting ready for it. I promise you it's on its way. I promise you it's on its way. Right quick, Paul. Go to Revelation 3 for me. It's a package deal, buddy. I'm going to do good. I'm going to do right. is a package deal. You can't have one without the other one. It's a package deal. Everybody say package deal. You get the whole package. If you got salvation, you got the whole package. Suffering and blessings. Read, Paul.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
God Almighty.
Right.
Right.
These things said the Amen.
Yeah.
The faithful and true witness.
Yes, sir.
The beginning of the creation of God.
Read on, Paul.
I know thy works.
Know your works.
That thou art neither hot, cold, nor hot.
Hold right there. Stop right there. First of all, God nowhere sleep. He hasn't forgot us. No way is there. I know. I know every one of you. I know all your hearts. I know who mad. I know who sad. I know who chicken. I know everything. I know you hate me. I know you don't like me. I know you dig dishes. I know all of that. I know your what? What? Not your what, but your what. I know everything you do. Before you get up in the morning, I know what you're going to do all day. I know your what. But the main thing we not what? Call. How you fix that, Paul? Jesse? You a Greek man? Neither hot nor cold. Neither hot, trying to follow Jesus, neither hot. No, you neither one of them. How you break that down? What he trying to really say, Paul? Hear the church. Love the world and call yourself loving Jesus at the same time. That make them neither one of them. Because you're trying to follow both of them at the same time. You can't follow Jesus and love the world at the same time. One of them got to go. So God ain't gonna have that leftover stuff. He said, you neither cold nor hot, because you neither cold. I'm gonna do what? Spill you. We represent this church here. We are this church.
Amen.
Not cold. What? Watch the world. Watch the church now. The church don't got so worldly, it's pitiful now. I mean worldly.
Amen.
There ain't no sacredness in the house no more. We do everything in God's house now. Everything. And we love the world. We always put God last now. Everything come before Jesus now. Anything happening in the world, I'll check you next Sunday. But just suppose Jesus said, I'll check you next Sunday.
Well,
putting everything before Jesus. Sports and everything else. Shut the church down on Sunday to go to a football game. I ain't yelling on nobody. You ought to go to church first, at least. Everything come before Jesus now. You're not hot, you're not cold. You love the world, and it ain't gonna work with Jesus. We represent this church. Laodicea, we are lukewarm. We ain't serving no one. We're just trying to serve both of them. It just ain't going to work. One of them got to go. Read, Paul.
I would thou wert cold or hot.
Yeah.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Boy, that's a bad taste. You know, it tastes bad to God. Have you frowned up, taking some medicine or something, and you frowned up, you know? It tastes bad to God, trying to serve both at the same time. God wake you up in the morning. God watch over you all day. God watch over you all night. God God's the one feeds you. God's the one heal you. God's the one take care of you. We don't put nothing before God. I said nothing. On last week, he said, you don't put your wife, your husband, your children, nobody. I'm got to be first or none at all. We don't treat him right. Nobody perfect, but the Bible telling us how we're going to act, and we acting just like it. Right there. Everything coming before God. Everything. Check it out. We don't want Jesus no more. The next thing I told you is the name. They don't get rid of the name. They want the name, by the way. They hidden everything. Everything. Yes. Because salvation is only in the name. And the devil don't want us to have salvation. Read on, Paul.
Because thou sayest, I am rich.
Yeah.
And increased with goods.
Yeah.
And have need of nothing.
Nothing.
And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Listen at that. Now look how bad we are. We said we did, we did. But look what God said how we're. We in bad shape. I said we in bad shape. We miserable and poor, blind and naked, and don't even see it.
Right.
Talk about the church. The church of Laodicea. We represent the church. The 21st century church represents Laodicea. The last church. We the last. Jesus, I told y'all. God said, well, watch them tell you again, because I know church folks. Now, don't tell no lie that I say I put a date on his coming. You told a lie, you said now. And I got a lot of witnesses in here that I didn't. I tell you this, I said I believe.
Yep. All right.
And God knows I believe. I believe the world ain't going to last 50 more years.
All right.
I believe that.
All right.
If it does, you put that in there. If it does, guess what? This world going to be so wicked, it's pitiful.
Amen.
When you keep on reading the Bible, it never got no better, it got worse.
Yes,
folks, when we get to the coming of Jesus, the worse we going to get.
Yes, sir.
We're here. Yes. We don't want to believe it. It's here.
You're right, Pastor.
It's our time of suffering. I'm trying to get you to see. Preacher don't preach on suffering for Christ. No matter how you get over. Suffering time for us. We leave in Jesus. You see, we leave him. We don't want Jesus nowhere now. Everything come before Jesus. So much of form and fashion in church now. So they have everything in God's house. All kind of foolishness.
Amen.
I said, all kind of foolishness in God's house. I told y'all, you better be careful when you dedicate something to God. You better be careful. You better know what you're doing when you dedicate something to God.
Yeah.
Pastor, come pray in my house. Okay. I'm praying. You better use it right.
Right.
You put it. I'm going on there and pray. Preacher, go and pray. You know, he's doing everything but right. Everything but right. Now you want God to bless it. See, what God, but see, can I say it like this, y'all?
Yes, sir.
God said, always belong in there with you when I was praying, you know, got your house, everything taken care of. You know, then put all this, all your stuff there, you got everything. Everything, then, and start doing everything but right.
Mm.
In the house, you don't dedicate your, yeah. He'll get the moving stuff out. And he'll walk out, you know.
Wow.
You and your wife can't get along no more.
All right.
She mad with you, you mad with her. No peace. The children turning their nose about you. You wonder what happened. You're doing everything but right. Everything but you dedicate that house to God.
All right.
You better be careful when you dedicate something to God. It'd be best don't say nothing at all. Don't do everything but right. I'm telling God to bless it. Doing everything but right. Boy, got quiet in the mouth in here.
All right.
We don't got down to that point. Read on, Paul, right quick. I got four more minutes.
I counsel
Watch this now. Read on.
To buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Yeah.
That thou mayest be rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
Lord,
and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
Read on, Paul.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Hold right there. No, repent and repent. Therefore, watch this. I'm going to cut you off, but watch this. Now, watch this. Repent. Watch this. As many as I what?
Love.
I do what?
Preach.
And do what? Chase. Watch this now. See, this church that God spew out, watch this now. But some of them are still loving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But they still going the wrong way. Yeah. But they got some feeling and got some love for Jesus. Some of the youngest one problem. I said the youngest one that that love Jesus. That really love him. He said, now what I'm going to do to them, they in the crowd, all right. Hear my love. I'm going to what? Rebuke them and do whatever. I'm going at them. I'm going to whip them back home. I got some hard devils. I can mess with them. But these tender folk, I'm going to kill them all back home. They're going to repent.
This is catalog number 1540, catalog number 1540.
He's going to let them go. Right. Right. See, this the church. This the church. Read on, Paul, right quick.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Listen.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
I stand at the door and knock. They hear me knock and still won't let me in. Still won't let me in. I done brought you this far. By my grace I brought you and you don't turn your back on me. I'm knocking. And you know I'm knocking. Won't let me in. The 21st century church knows Jesus knocking and won't let him in. We're replacing Jesus with everything but truth. We want to hear lies now.
Amen.
Something to make us feel good. Preachers don't got afraid to preach the truth. To tell you what thus said the Lord. The church is built on truth. We got to tell the folk what? The truth. Oh, but Reverend, I heard a preacher say, Reverend, but they won't feed you. Well, I tell you. Elijah had to get some food from a bird.
All right. All right.
Yes. And if God cook it,
yes,
it's better than the steak you ever ate.
All right.
Or if he fix it, whatever, God can do anything.
Yes, sir.
But fail. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
To him that overcometh,
listen,
will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Yeah.
Even as I also overcame. And am set down with my Father in his throne.
Read on, Paul.
He that has an ear,
yeah,
let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
He that have a what?
Yes.
He talking to us. Church of Laodicea, the 21st century church. He that has an ear, let him what? Hear what the Spirit, capital S, God's Spirit, says unto the churches.
Yes,
he that has an ear, that means listening. He that not in all this foolishness, all this mess going on in these last and evil days in churches, he that have an ear, hear me. Hear me. You may have some preachers saying everything, but listen at me. Listen at the truth. Listen at the word of God. Let him hear what God said. Oh, the Spirit of God said, I'll come in and I will sup with them.
All right.
They will with me.
All right. Yes, sir. All right.
That's the crowd God looking for now.
Amen.
I promise you.
Yes, sir.
That's the crowd.
Yes.
He's looking for right now.
Yes.
In this Laodicea church, in this 21st century church.
Yes.
See, this is the last go round. I know what God told me. I'm not boasting. God knows I'm not. He's been told me years ago. Now I got down to this point, I never thought I'd be living this time. I promise y'all, it's here. What, Reverend Walker? The suffering time for the 21st century church. And you see it happening. It's going to keep on happening. Watch. It's going to keep on happening in the church. Put chicken stuff in you. Don't take much for some of us.
All right.
Said, boo. We've got to make a stand. I said, the church got to make a stand. I said, the real church. We got a lot of folk, but the real church got to make a stand for Jesus Christ. Do like me. What did Reverend Walker say? Lord, just condition me. Don't know how I'm going to leave here, but just what? Condition me. I can do what? All things. To who? Who what? Strengthen me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
It's our time, brother. Sisters, it's our time of suffering now. Paul, them days are over. Peter, them days are over. It don't got down to us. Us. It's our time. Now just watch. Keep on living a little while longer, and you're going to see it getting more and more aggressive at us. Nothing but the real church. Somebody may come in here and say, oh, Christians, stand up. And y'all know what they're going to do. Somebody won't even stand up. It may happen. I said, may happen. Well, Reverend, I'm going to get all the tapes I can. Well, they can have them at home. You can't dump God. God will let somebody knock on your door. Just talk. You stay at home. You keep them going through the trouble and suffering. And yes, sir. He said, you a Christian? Yeah, I think. Boom. You might well have went on to church anyway. I'm not trying to put fear in y'all. The devil wasn't trying to put the fear in you. I'm telling you what's going on. I've been told you. It's here now. It's here. The devil at Christian, because you know his time not long. Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Yes, Lord. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as their personal Savior. He's coming back now. The devil keep you blind. You got to hear the preacher. You got to hear the preacher. You can't hear without the preacher. You're going to leave in some kind of way. Not the matter of where you leave from, when you leave, but where you're going. It's where you're going. Make sure you're saved, that's all. In these last days, just make sure you're saved. That's all what counts. If I get here for the gospel, I'm going to be with the Lord. And don't want to come back here no more. Come on with the Lord. But you got to know that for yourself.